And a Floyd of Rosedale Week edition of WagerWise is underway. Where else would we start with Jay Foster from 1170 ESPN in the Quad Cities? He also does some contract work with our friends at Elite Sportsbook. Jay, Iowa has had a good time in this series the last five or six seasons. As a matter of fact, P.J. Fleck has never taken Floyd of Rosedale as head coach at the University of Minnesota. Iowa, the favorite at Kinnick Stadium this weekend. Extremely low total on this game. I'm really curious to find out your thoughts.
Well, yeah, like you mentioned, congratulations to Rosedale Farms out of Fort Madison for putting this together since 1935. It's a big time for trophies for Iowa goes, but like you said, Iowa in their last five straight up have won their 5-0. As far as the spread goes in this as well, they're 4-0-1. There was one push, and that was in 2017. Looking at this game so far, going back to Iowa, the games that are in Iowa City, it is at Iowa is 2-1-2 against the spread with two pushes. So the over under though is looking at the under is 4-1, and this is what we're seeing, the lowest under on the board so far, thanks to our friends at Elite Sportsbook. We're seeing 69% of the handle, that is 69% of the money coming in on Iowa to cover spread, 71% of the bets, meaning the tickets, that would be, when I say handle, I'm saying the pros. When I say the tickets, I'm saying the Joes. That would be you and me, Todd. 71% of those bets are coming in from the average bettor for Iowa to cover spread here at the line that they have.
Jay, let's get to Iowa State coming off that big win over Texas, and they're going to face a team with an interim coach in Texas Tech who just named their head coach for next season. But the Red Raiders are about a 10.5-point underdog in this game.
Yeah, this has pretty much been dominated by Iowa State as of late. They are 5-0 against the spread in their last five meetings. In Texas Tech, if you go all the way back to 2011, Iowa State is 4-1 against the spread and 3-2 straight up in their last five at Texas Tech as well. Iowa State's in a good position here to win this game. 76% of the money is coming in on Iowa State to cover spread. There's 66% of the bets. So what we're saying there is that the pros like Iowa State to cover this. For some reason, there's heavy money coming in against, not heavy money, but 34% of the bets are coming in against Iowa State. So a weird kind of change. Usually the games we're talking about this week, they are kind of consistent, but here 76 to 66% is a little off. Iowa State has been playing well as of late, and it seems to be that they have their number. So I like Iowa State in this game.
Jay, there's a couple Big Ten games that I want to take a look at. The first one is Michigan and Penn State this weekend. Two really intriguing teams in the Big Ten East, in my opinion. And this game right now at EliteSportsBook.com is a pick'em with the total set at 48.5. So it's as simple as picking who's going to win the game right now. There's no point spread.
It's a tough situation for the gambler here. You know, you have to look at Harbaugh and his record against ranked teams. He's 10-15 in those games. And what is Penn State playing for here? They're pretty much kind of written out of the Big Ten East. Are they playing for a Rose Bowl bid if Michigan and Michigan State can beat the Buckeyes, or Buckeyes get in? It's kind of weird. And what's going on with James Franklin? That's why I think where we're at with the pick here. Their last five games at Penn State is 3-2 against the spread against Michigan. And their last five games in Penn State, Michigan's just 1-4 straight up. So Penn State's kind of have their number. But Michigan is 3-2 against the spread in their last five outings. I do like Michigan here. They're a little bit better team. Penn State did not look that good against Maryland last week. They were 14-14 early in the fourth quarter until it kind of took over from there. So you kind of got to ride Michigan in this situation.
Jay, here's a really interesting one to me. The Ohio State Buckeyes are at home against the Giant Killers, the Purdue Boilermakers, who are coming off of another top four win, their second of the season, and they get another chance for one. They go into the Horseshoe, and they're about a 3-touchdown underdog in this game.
Yeah, I love the idea that we're just calling them the Spoilermakers right now, and it's legit. The Purdue Boilermakers have not lost a game by more than 20 points since a 45-24 loss at Wisconsin in November of 2019. All right, in 2018, Purdue was a 12-point home underdog in a blowout of the number two Buckeyes then, and they were coached by Urban Meyer at the time. So they've already knocked off two Big Ten ranked teams, and both those teams are in the top five. We've seen 72% of the money coming in on Ohio State to cover, and 89% of the money for Purdue to cover the spread at plus 20. You have to follow the trend of they haven't lost a game by more than 20 points since November 2019. They have not played at Ohio State since 2012. And that game, Purdue covered the spread there. The time before that, it was 2010, Ohio State covered that game, and they were a 23-point favorite when they covered that game. But other than that, in their last five games, Purdue has covered three out of the last two games against the spread. So take the points. Take the road dog here.
Isn't this the classic letdown spot, though, for Purdue, coming off the upset win over Michigan State?
Yeah, but isn't it also a situation that Ohio State's got their eyes on Michigan coming up as well?
The reverse trap. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's what we got to look at there. And what they're doing offensively with their passing game is just it's good. I'm not saying they're going to win straight up. I'm saying take the 20.
Right. Of course. Yeah. Before we get to the NFL and Survivor picks this week, we're chatting with Jay Foster from 1170 ESPN in the Quad Cities, also here courtesy of Elite Sportsbook, whom he does some contract work for. College basketball officially getting tipped off last night. What were your early impressions of the college basketball season? Duke looked good.
Loved watching Duke do that. I know Duke is a very polarizing team. Either you love them or you hate them. I've liked Duke ever since 1992, you know, Leitner's game, 10 for 10 from the field, 10 for 10 from the free throw line. They looked really, really good. In case you didn't know, this is Coach K's last year. I mean, I know you know it. They've been saying it everywhere. Gonzaga looked impressive. They are plus 750 right now from our friends from Elite Sportsbook to win the NCAA tournament. And I think if you're looking at a future, that's probably where your money should go. The Big Ten is loaded this year. Purdue, Michigan, Illinois, tough as can be. Kansas looked good against Michigan State, and, you know, we can't ever count out Michigan State. So it was a great night to tip off. I think there was 84 games last night and 155 games in women's NCAA basketball. So what a night to kick off the season.
Well, Jay, it was an interesting week of NFL action last week. Some survival pools might have gone up in flames with that Jaguars 9-6 victory over the Buffalo Bills and the Denver Broncos really dominating the Dallas Cowboys. But what are your thoughts about this week's action?
Well, everything got blown up last week. You should be at somewhere around 5% or less that's left in your survivor. I will not forgive the Bills for this for a long time. I went against my own philosophy. We've been doing this now for, I think, 6-7 weeks where I said, I'm not going to take a divisional game and I'm going to be at home. I went against it, and on top of it, the Manning curse that we talked about. So I'm bitter, guys. I'm going to stay bitter. I will for a long time about this, what the Bills' output was. It looked like Josh Allen from 2018. So I'm going to get off my pity party right now, and then I'll tell you what I think is looking good this week. I may be mad about the Bills, and I know it's a divisional game. It's not at home, but they're going to beat up on the Jets this week. That's one that you can look at. Dallas, you already mentioned, that's just one of those games. You cannot justify the loss, and you cannot make a reason why Denver did it. They're going to play at home against Atlanta. Atlanta was on a high off of a divisional game against New Orleans, and they got that win. Dallas looks good this week as well. If Tampa Bay is still there, I know they're on the road, but the Washington football team, they should probably do it. Don't like them against the spread, but I like them to survive in that one. And then the other one would be I like the Colts this week. So they're at home against Jacksonville.
It's interesting that you mentioned, I've got three of those four teams still available to me. The only one that I've used so far, I survived week 9. I had Indianapolis, which took care of business in a major way.
So you don't have Indianapolis on the board.
Right. Okay. But I do have Dallas, I do have Tampa, and I do have Buffalo this week.
Yeah, Dallas is the one that makes the most sense, non-divisional and at home. and to me.
Well, let's take a look at a couple games in the league. I may follow your advice, Jay, if you've kept me alive this long. But I want to take a look at the Seattle-Green Bay game this weekend. It looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to be at quarterback for the Packers. What do you think about this one?
Well, what a weird week, huh? So, about Green Bay. So, Seattle's going to visit Green Bay Packers this week. Seattle is just 5-3 against the spread. Green Bay is 8-1 against the spread. They covered against the Chiefs last week. We don't know who's playing right now. The good thing, if you just look at trends as a team, in the last seven games, Green Bay at home versus Seattle is 6-0-1 against the spread in the last seven. And LaFleur in his last seven games, head coach as a at home, is 6-0-1 against the spread as well. It looks like I don't know really where to go with this because you have to pay so much attention to this. Jordan Love didn't look the best here, but this just reminds me of such a crazy game, even when you had the lockout referees coming in. This is a classic stay away until kickoff when you know exactly who's starting to me.
What about the Chiefs and the Raiders? The Chiefs going on the road to face Las Vegas, a team that fell short to the Giants a week ago, and the Chiefs averaging just 12 points per game in their last three.
Yeah, the Chiefs have only covered the spread four times in their last 20 games. So, and they're favored again against the Raiders. Even though the Raiders dominated the Giants in the stat sheet, they lost that game. They've got a lot of turmoil going on. We know that. And the Chiefs don't know what's going on, really. And it doesn't seem like all the questions that everyone's been asking for the past 5 weeks, they've ever answered, not even in press conferences or on the field. So we have to look at some trends here, how this is going. So, Las Vegas is – the Raiders are new to Las Vegas, but we're going to look at the Raiders the last five times that they were there. And the Raiders have covered against the spread three out of the last five times when they were the home team against the Chiefs. It's a divisional game. It's tough. I mean, straight up, though, the Chiefs have gone 4-1 straight up in those last five games. Overall, the last five, going 2020, 2019, and 2018, the last ones, the Chiefs are 5-1 straight up against the Raiders. So if you're looking for a money line, maybe that's a way to go. But it is a little bit wonky when you're trying to figure it out with the Chiefs because I can't figure them out, and I wish they would give us some type of input on it.
All right, Jay, elitesportsbook.com is where folks can go to sign up for an account, and when they do, they can also get your weekly is it twice a week, the newsletter?
Yeah, it's Tuesdays and Fridays.
And what's inside?
We look at everything from trends, like what's going on. Like, we'll break down a few games. We kind of keep it more local as far as, like, Vikings, Bears, Chiefs, Packers. But we'll also look at the Iowa football trends that are going on. And then now we're getting into basketball. We're looking at a lot of NBA trends, where we're leaning towards. I mean, obviously, we don't want to tell you where to bet because we don't want you to blame it on me. But we'll show you, like, where the trends are going and what we're seeing that might be a good way to invest your money.
All right, that's a good way, a good approach, good way to look at it. Jay Foster, 1170 ESPN in the Quad Cities. We'll talk with you next Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
I'm locking in Dallas right now on the Survivor Pool. EliteSportsbook.com. If you head there right now, you look at the upper right-hand corner, you see a Join Now button. If you don't already have an account, you're eligible for that first wager. $500 back if it loses. Make sure you read the terms and conditions. But right now, they've got $25 bet match on a parlay deal. There's $20 free bets, $10 free bets available depending on what market you're betting. Make sure you check out the promotions tab at elitesportsbook.com. And we'll be chatting again with Jay next Wednesday right here on KGYM at 5:30.